River flows in the Ohio River system are likely to increase as we move forward through the coming week due to a storm system that's likely to come through the eastern part of the Midwest during the early part of next week. This storm system, though, you should be aware of the fact that it is losing some potency, and therefore the rain amounts may end up being a little bit lighter than what have been projected all week long. We will still see quarter to three-quarter inch amounts, maybe some local totals to an inch and a half in a few spots, but that's about as good as it'll get. That's still all right, especially at this time of the year, and we have to make the assumption that we'll see additional rounds of precipitation over the next several weeks, and eventually it'll all come together and help us to assure that we have a favorable amount of water supply to deal with our spring and summer season in 2013. Well, the near-term forecast offers two systems coming across the region here between now and the first part of next week. I already mentioned a little bit about the second event that's going to be producing the greatest amount of precipitation, but we are going to see a smaller disturbance come across the region here today and tomorrow. We already have light precipitation falling through the Midwest here this morning. Most of it is really not all that impressive, but there are at least some rain showers occurring across a portion of the region from Illinois over to Ohio and reaching all the way north into Michigan and southward into parts of Kentucky. A lot of this is drizzle and very spotty shower activity, and don't expect the volume to be all that impressive. Further to the west, there's snow falling across South Dakota and some immediate neighboring states, and that will likely become the focal point of our next round of precipitation for the Midwest. As it moves east over the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll likely find more precipitation occurring across at least the northern half of the Midwest. Most of this precipitation will occur as snow coming out of South Dakota and advancing to the east, passing through portions of southern Minnesota and Iowa and reaching over into parts of Michigan. A quick accumulation of a dusting to 2 or 3 inches of snow may occur in a few locations, but for the most part, the system will move too fast to have a huge impact. Another storm system will come behind it, and that's the one that produces the greater amount of precipitation for this late weekend into early next week, and it will impact the northern plains and a portion of the upper Midwest with the greatest amount of snowfall. Anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow will accumulate from the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin, with a possible band upwards to 7 inches in central and northeastern parts of Minnesota. That same storm system will be the one that generates the greater amounts of precipitation in the Ohio River Valley during the Sunday-Monday time period. Quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, maybe a localized amount over an inch, will occur in that region, and we'll look for the river systems to respond to that favorably, lifting those river levels somewhat. In the meantime, neither this first storm system expected here early in the weekend or the one for early next week are going to produce enough precipitation in the lower Missouri River Valley or the middle Mississippi Valley to cause any kind of a change in the river flows there. River levels will actually continue to decline across some of that region because of two factors. Number one, the damming operations that are occurring upstream on the Missouri, and number two, the colder temperatures that are going to occur in the upper Midwest that will actually induce some ice development in the upper Mississippi River Basin as we go forward through the week next week. Also, snow will fall across a big part of the upper Midwest, and obviously snow is not going to add any moisture to the river systems until it starts to melt. Temperatures across the region are expected to turn colder next week, but we're going to still see some mild to warm conditions for a little while. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon to run primarily in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, with a few 60s near the Ohio River and a few 20s in the far northwest. By the time we get to the end of the weekend, early next week, we'll see single-digit and teen highs in the northwestern Corn Belt, and we'll eventually bring 30s and 40s into the southeastern part of the region. Before that happens, though, we may actually see a couple 70-degree highs occur near the Ohio River, maybe late in the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.